It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, researchers at the University of Pittsburgh have been granted $1.7 million to work on mathematical models that could allow doctors to predict the best way to treat individual cystic fibrosis patients by looking at cells in their noses. The lung disease often eventually leads to respiratory failure. Pitt School of Medicine Associate Professor Tim Corcoran says the researchers hope to show that nasal cell sampling and interpretation of the data by the computer models can lead to a, quote, highly personalized approach to treating a patient with CF that could begin as early as birth. The Obama administration has failed to renegotiate portions of an international arms control arrangement to make it easier to export tools related to hacking and surveillance software. The rare U.S. move to push for revisions to a 2013 rule was derailed in an annual meeting in Vienna, where officials from 41 countries that signed on to it were meeting. U.S. officials had wanted more precise language. Critics have argued that the current language, while well-meaning, broadly sweeps up research tools and technologies used to thwart attackers. This week, the Tech Report looks to get a few new followers. The proliferation of fake news sources posing as real news has been in the spotlight recently, and a paper published in Computers and Human Behavior reports the more followers a social media account has, the more likely a user is to believe it's a credible source, which, according to CMU computer science professor Christos Falustos, makes the system open to another type of scammer.
So there are services that can make a lot of accounts to follow you so that the paying account looks important.
Falustos says for $10, an account can gain 1,000 Twitter, Facebook, or other social media followers overnight. But Falustos and two third-year grad students, Brian Hui and Hunan Song, have come up with a code they call Fraudar.
If I follow you because you paid me, and I follow Brian because he paid me, and I follow Hunan because you paid me, this creates a subnetwork which is very suspicious.
Fraudar can take a look at all the users of a social media outlet and learn if they're paid to follow accounts, even if they look like normal accounts.
We call it camouflage. So these fake accounts will follow you and Brian and Huna because you paid them, but they can also follow President Obama, Donald Trump, Lady Gaga, right, so that they look normal.
Grad student Huni Song says their code can see through the camouflage.
To make sure that the result returned by our algorithm is actually picking on somebody who is actually fraudulent. We are not picking on somebody who is innocent. And yeah, there were a lot of processes until we got the best result.
Professor Falustos says the companies that do this work will try to figure out how to beat the algorithm.
So there's another project we're doing after approval from university lawyers, right? And we are buying followers ourselves. We created some fake accounts, and we pay these companies small amounts, and they follow us.
The team will use what they learn to try to stay one step ahead of the companies that offer fake followers by adding geographic data on the followers or timestamps on when they start to follow a given user. Grad student Brian Hui says there is another direction they are headed.
We have also tried to extend this to review networks, so for example, Amazon.
The project will try to find reviewers who are possibly paid to give good ratings to products. Among the clues might be the number of reviews, the fact that they are all five-star reviews, or that they range from children's toys to airplane parts. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.